Hey everybody, I'm O.E. Zephyr, O.Z. Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. I like to talk about cryptocurrency and life. You're going to get a mixture of both. You know, sometimes it's a cryptocurrency and sometimes it's life. And this episode, I want to talk about life. My little soapbox I've been on recently. And I want to discuss it with you. You know, this episode I'm going to dedicate to the young folks. The young folks, well, you don't have to be young, I guess. Maybe you gave up. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you grew up in a place like I grew up where, you know, I'm going to start with the positive because there is a lot of positive with where I grew up. The Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, South Dakota. One of the poorest, if not the poorest, counties in the United States. Growing up here, man, you see a lot of despair. You see the communities are small. So when something bad happens, you feel it. Your friends feel it. If it didn't happen to you, it happened to somebody you know. You know, it's just the way it is. So just so much trauma, so much death, so much just horrible stuff happening. And then so the social ills that come with that. You know, if you weren't raised in and taught how to cope with life in a healthy way, you're going to cope with life in an unhealthy way. And what I mean by that is drugs and alcohol. Oh, man. Growing up around this, you don't have to. You know, I grew up in an alcohol and drug-free home. Mom and dad were alcohol and drug-free. They were working parents. Mom's a teacher. Still is a teacher. Was a teacher, is a teacher. Dad's a carpenter. You know, I grew up in, I think it was a good home. They did the best they could. You know, we had our ups and downs, but they did the best they could. Now, my friends, on the other hand, some of them, you know, not so lucky. Parents drank regularly. Well, you know how that affects one's mind, you know? If you take a mind, the human mind, I experience this daily. If you take the human mind and surround it with an environment of negativity and then ask it to come up with ideas for something, it can't. The ideas are very limited. The brain just doesn't function like it should. And if you take a human mind, you take, you know, a person, of course, it comes with that. And you put them in an environment of positivity and encouragement and somewhere where they could thrive. They're not worried about where they're get their next meal. They're not worried about where they're going to sleep tonight. They're not worried about mom and dad being drunk tonight, or is it going to be too loud in the house tonight? Is there going to be a party tonight? They're not worried about that. You take the human mind and put it in that environment and ask it to come up with something positive, an idea, you know, brainstorm ideas for this project. And you're going to get a lot more ideas coming from that mind in that positive environment simply because of the environment it's in. You know, the human brain can function better in that environment. So where I'm going with this is young people that grow up in these situations, they're kind of hopeless. You know, they see things as hopeless. They're not hopeless. They are beautiful, young, strong minds that are just in an unfortunate situation, that are surviving. They're in survival mode. That's it. They're in flight or fight response 24/7. They don't know anything else. They were never taught anything else. So now, young people, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. And what I want to say to you is, you guys are beautiful. You guys are strong. You are powerful. And as Les Brown says, you have greatness in you. You have greatness in you. You may have grown up in a poor family, underprivileged family, in this country, minority family is usually a underprivileged family. And if you grew up in that situation, I want you to see, and I want you to think outside the box. I know life's hard. I see it, folks. Believe me, I see it. I know life's hard. I know it's hard to see past survival. But I want you to think beyond today. I want you to think beyond tomorrow. I want you to think 7 years from now, 14 years from now, 25 years from now, 50 years from now. I want you to think that far ahead, because there is hope. Now, my people, we suffer from suicide, epidemic suicide rates, 3 times higher than anywhere else in this United States. Why is that? You know, it's because of all the stuff I just talked about, seeing things hopeless. It's also because our people don't fear death. That's why we gave the 7th Cavalry hell. In case you didn't know, we were the ones that killed General Armstrong Custer in the Battle of the Little Bighorn in Hanachi, a long time ago. We don't fear death. It's another reason why the suicide rates are so high. Believe that. Now, young folks, this is for you. There is hope. And there is hope to get out of this situation. And I'm teaching my kids this, and it's really hard for my kids to understand this too. They have me to talk to them, to uplift them as best I can. You know, the other day, my 16-year-old was getting ready to leave for school. My 8, 9-year-old are getting ready for school. And right on the next to the front door, I have a dry erase board that I wrote some affirmations on, or my wife wrote some affirmations on. And before they leave for school, they're supposed to say those affirmations. Now, they didn't want to. They were, you know, mumbling and groaning around. And I stopped them. And I said to them, I want you guys to think about this. What goes into your brain is what's going to come out of your brain. How many times a day do you hear positive things like this? What's written on this wall? That you are great, that you are beautiful, that you are smart. How many times a day do you hear that? How many times a day do you say it to yourself? My oldest son, 16-year-old, he's like, one time. One time they say it to themselves when they leave the house. Then I asked, how many times do you hear smoke and dope, suicide this, suicide that, getting high, all that, you know, about 10,000 times. Yeah, about 10,000 times. So I asked my children, I said, so what do you think's going to have more influence on your brain, on your mind, on your actions? The negative stuff, he said. Yes, the negative stuff. The negative stuff's going to have more power over you. Why? Because you let it. You let it. Take this positive stuff and say it to yourself over and over and over. Cut that music off that you listen to. For it really is crap. I know it's got some good beats. I like some of it too. But listen to the lyrics. What's it talking about? All that stuff is going inside your mind, and all that stuff is programming your mind. Now, if all I listened to was positivity, people just talking good, making me believe, empowering me, what's going to come out of my mouth? Empowerment. That's what's coming out of this mouth. If all that's going into my mind is negativity, what's coming out of my mouth? Negativity. Think about that, young folks. Think about that. Now, how do you surround yourself with positivity? Easy. Stick some headphones in. Play some YouTube, man. If you have some money, buy something. Some motivational stuff. I listen to Les Brown on YouTube because it's free. I pay for a subscription to YouTube Red, which allows me to listen to YouTube while the app's closed. So, you know, I could pick, you know, billion different motivational things. If Les Brown ain't the guy for you, there's other guys. There's Eric Thomas. Will Smith is good. I like listening to Will Smith, the actor. He's got some good stuff too. Now, take that. And when you have a bad day, it's bad at home and you can't do nothing about it, put this on for you. Put this on. Put your headphones on and listen to some motivational stuff. Just YouTube search motivational speaker. And there'll be some guys that pop up and you'll find one you like. And listen to that and let that be the only thing that fills your brain. And then once you get used to that and you start to like it, buy some books. Download some books. Borrow some books. Motivational speakers. If you don't have Wi-Fi, you don't have a phone, you don't have any of this, then go to the library. Go to the city library. Ask somebody. Ask a teacher in school. There are ways, man. You just gotta ask for help. That's it. Hey, you know, walk up to your teacher and say, you know, I really want to read this book, but I can't afford it. Do you know where I can find it? Do you have a means to get it for me? You know, I don't know. But you'll never know until you ask. All they're going to do is say no. Now, I take all this when I talk to my kids, and I talk to my oldest kids, and I try to teach them this. There's one thing that we could do as people that come from a rural area to get out of poverty. And cryptocurrency is one of those things. You don't need to be wealthy to trade in the cryptocurrency market. You really only need $5 or $10 and you can trade in the crypto market. You might need a debit card, you might need a bank account. There are other ways, you know, there are ways to get it. If you can't get a bank account, there's prepaid, there's other methods. There's American Express prepaid. Go to Walmart and put some money on one of those to upload it, to purchase something. There's a way. There is always a way. Do your research. Get on a computer. Find a way. Get into crypto. I'm telling you. Do some research. It is worth it. I show my... When I trade at home, I try to educate my son, my 16-year-old. Hey, son, I tell him, here's what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it. And I'm making this trade now because look at the market. The market's doing this. And, you know, I taught myself some analysis techniques, recognizing some signals, some trade signals, and Bollinger Bands and stochastic RSI and divergence and hidden divergence and convergence. everyone just says divergence, but convergence. So I teach my son this, my 16-year-old son. And when he's good at math, so he's catching on, I'm sure. But the human brain is funny. One of the hardest things you'll ever do, one of the hardest things you'll ever do is change your habits. Now I sit my son down, I say, son, I'm gonna show you how to make $1 million. You only need $5 to start. Okay, he says. Okay. This is what you gotta do. And then I sat down and I showed him how to make a few bucks on these trades. And yeah, I'm no expert, but I'm smart enough to show my son how to make $5. And if he can make $5, he can make $10. And if he can make $10, he can make $100. See where I'm going with this? If you can make $100, you can make $1,000. If you can make $1,000, you can make $10,000. If you can make $10,000, you can make $100,000. If you can make $100,000, you can make $1,000,000. So, what I'm saying is, when I sit my son down and I say, son, you can do it like this. This is how you can make $1,000,000. Okay, he says, okay. I said to him, I'm going to give you a few days. You want to learn how to do this? You want to make $1,000,000? He says, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to give you a few days. And then I'm going to ask you, well, I told him, I'll give you $100 to get started in this. $100, that's really all I could afford to give him. I'm not wealthy. I'm going to give you $100 to get started in this. I'm going to give you a few days to get started, to learn. Tell me when you're ready. I'll give you $100. I haven't heard nothing yet. Now, that was a week ago. You know, I'll give him a few more days. I'm going to ask him, are you ready? He's going to say, yeah, but really, no, he's not ready because he didn't do nothing. The only thing he's learned about this is from watching me. He hasn't taken the time to do it on his own, I bet. Why? Because the human brain is crazy like that. I just showed him how to make $100 or $1,000, $1,000,000. Is he going to do it? No. Why? He doesn't want to change his habits. How do you create bad habits? You create bad habits by doing the same bad thing, wrong thing, over and over and over again. How do you create good habits? By saying, doing the same right thing or the good thing over and over and over again. For you athletes, basketball players, how do you create good shot form? Practice by shooting that ball properly 10,000 times. Now, properly, you know, that's kind of subjective. Everybody has a little different shot. But in theory, it's the same. Practice, practice, practice. How do you get good at something? Practice. How do you create good habits? Practice. Repetition. You want to make it that motion, that movement that you're trying to create, that trading habit, that spending habit, that eating habit. You're trying to make it natural. Coming up natural. You're trying to make it a part of you. The flow of your life. You don't even think about it. It just flows. That's how you do this. Change your habits, change your life. Change your spending habits, change your life. Change your eating habits, change your life. Change your exercise habits, change your life. You see where I'm going with this? You can do it. I believe in you. This message is for all the people who are struggling, who are in the hustle. Don't stop hustling. But you gotta hustle 10 times harder. I know you're hustling. I know you're tired. And I know you want to give up. And I know you're gonna fall down. Keep hustling. Because you know what? Where you're coming from, even if you went back there, you can get back out. Don't be afraid. And also, when you have a plan A, to get out of the situation you're in, always have a plan B. Because why? Because obstacles are always going to come at you. There's always going to be obstacles. Plan for it. Have plan B on the ready, on the back burner. Plan B ready to go. When obstacles come and they stop plan A, plan B, let's go. Saddle up. I'm telling you, folks, you got to be ready. You're talking to a veteran here. Combat veteran, Charlie Company, 725 and 325. BSB, Brigade Support. I served as a combat medic in Afghanistan. U.S. Army. Always be ready, right? All my fellow vets. Ready for anything, anytime. That's how we do it. Well, folks, young folks, if I helped anything today, please, please let it be that you're going to change something in your life, that you're not going to give up, that you're not going to quit. Suicide's not the answer. Giving up is not the answer. You know what the answer is? Lifting each other up. Healing from our wounds that are hurting. So we numb the brain to cope. We numb the brain with alcohol and drugs and who knows what else. You can do it. You're not weak because you ask for help. You are strong because you ask for help. I'm always Zephyr. Charlie Company. 725 and 325. Sergeant Zephyr, combat medic, out.